Hello, my name is Kathy Merrill. I teach food safety and preservation for Utah State University Extension in Utah County. Electric pressure cookers such as the Instant Pot, Power Pressure Excel, and many, many other smart cookers have become popular home kitchen appliances. They do almost everything except canning. Because of research by USU Extension 5 years ago, we knew that electric pressure cookers were affected by altitude. When manufacturers of electric pressure cookers started advertising they were wonderful for small batch home canning, we got worried. So USU gave us a grant to test if these smart cookers were going to be safe at Utah altitudes. Low acid foods like beans, vegetables, meat, fish, poultry must be pressure canned at temperatures high enough to kill the spores that form botulism toxins, 250 degrees Fahrenheit. Botulism is a potentially deadly poison that can form in improperly canned low-acid foods. So the question was, could electric pressure cookers reach that temperature the same way stovetop pressure canners can do? Well, they don't. We chose three respected brands of electric pressure cookers, three types of low-acid foods, and three elevations in Utah. We put data loggers inside canning jars to track the temperatures during canning. We tracked 81 observations. Result? None of the canners reached safe canning temperatures over 7,000 feet. Only one of the canners reached 250 in Provo and in St. George, 4,500 and 2,000 feet. And even that was inconsistent. Utah, the data is in. Electric pressure cookers are not for canning. For now, keep using your stovetop pressure canner for those beets, beans, and meats. If you have questions, don't hesitate to call your local extension agent. We've done the research to keep Utah food safe.